All right, so we can go ahead and get started as they trickle in here. So this is the Sean Steele monthly. It used to be teleconference. Now we're calling it the Zoom conference. And the idea behind these conferences is that we bring in experts from all around the world of PI to really talk about ways in which how their puzzle piece fits in. So we bring in experts, orthopedists and surgeons and accident reconstructionists and all different pieces to just give an overview to chiropractors of where does your piece fit and where does everybody else's piece fit. So they really have a more holistic view of PI. Today, we welcome the infamous Bradley Glowacki. You've built something of a brand, not just in how to be a good PI chiropractor, but how to just run a practice that leaves you feeling happy and fulfilled. And I think that chiropractors have responded to that in spades, and for good reason. I've seen you speak on multiple occasions, and we've spoken together many times. So I welcome you today in hopes that you can talk a little bit about PI specifically and how to maximize it, how to increase the amount of PI cases you're doing in a chiropractic practice, and then how to maximize those cases once you get them.
Cool. Yeah, no, I appreciate being on here. I love the work you do and Sean does. And you guys are the chiropractor's PI attorneys. And I would tell you, I'm a chiropractor's chiropractor. You know, we don't just exclusively do PI. We've got a family-based practice and we do some PI. But what PI we have, I want to do it well. And like every chiropractor, I want to help more people. And let's face it, people after a car crash need a chiropractor. I'm going to tell you every single time. And for us, it's been a really fun area because oftentimes these are people that sometimes if they don't see a chiropractor or meet a chiropractor, they wind up taking pills and drugs. And we all know about the opioid epidemic. So one of my big motivators, and for your listeners real quick, something to know is that Harvard said last year that 80% of heroin users in the U.S. in the last 5 years got started on prescription opioids. 59% of neck and back pain prescriptions were written for opioids for people with neck and back pain. So 59%, in my opinion, should have at least seen a chiropractor first. And then the truth is we got about 1 in 3 children in the U.S. that are in orphanages because their parents overdosed from opioids or they're in drug treatment programs. So 1 in 3 kids are without parents as a direct result of a pain medication. That 59% of the time, the research shows us that it was more or less a chiropractic issue in our simplest form. So again, I'm a big fan of the Sean Steele Law Firm, and what Alex does in particular has been huge. And for anybody listening, that's my motivation. So if I got to learn some rules and figure out some things that are shifting in PI, then I go to the Sean Steele Law Firm, we listen to them. But learning the rules of the game, it's worth it. And I always teach chiropractors, you probably study harder for your boards. You studied harder for exams in school than you'd have to study to learn how to do PI effectively, because it's kind of black and white. So just as we get started, just right off the top, just want to say I'm a big fan of what you guys do, Alex. And anytime to help you out, I want to do it, because if not, there's some pretty negative outcomes for people that don't see a chiropractor and wind up on these pills and drugs and opioids. I'm adamantly against it, and so should the docs listening.
And I know that they are. And I know that, I mean, I think about those statistics a lot. I really do. And just how many lives would be saved, how many kids wouldn't be in orphanage or foster care if only they had, instead of going to see a PCP after a car accident or after a fall or after some injury to their back or musculoskeletal injury, they'd gone and seen a chiropractor. I bet it's not 100%, right? Some people need surgery. Some people, bad things happen to them. But for a huge percentage of these people, they could probably have been completely helped and healed with in a non-narcotic way, and they never would have had occasion to be on opioids or narcotics to begin with, which as you know, sometimes spirals to addiction and to other drugs. So I completely agree with you.
I love that. I love that phrase, non-narcotic. And that's probably a good place to jump in. Look, I walk into urgent care centers and introduce myself all the time. If docs are looking to get more PI in their practice, then you're going to love this session, because quite honestly, what they are used to is having pharmaceutical reps go into urgent cares, offering lunch, and then talking to the doctors. So I just kind of take a page out of their book and go in there. And we've sponsored some luncheons at local urgent cares, where a lot of times people don't want to go to the ER, but they go a day later, 2 days later, and I've introduced myself and talked to the medical doctors, and quite honestly, just share some of those statistics that I just shared right here that say, we know the negative outcomes of the pills and drugs. And I believe in my heart of hearts, the medical doctors don't want to do wrong by their patients. They mean well for all of their patients, but the tool chest that they work out of inherently, look, it has some side effects, you know, anti-inflammatories, muscle relaxants. These are real common prescriptions post-trauma, and yet they know that it can tear up someone's stomach lining or can give them, you know, a bad belly for a couple of days. But they weigh the pros and the cons. And they go, well, it's just what we do. It's their arena.
Right.
Given a natural solution, we've had medical doctors refer directly to our office and continue to do so for years, based on the care that we give. And honestly, a lot of it is just following the guidelines you give us as far as taking care of a patient and looking at a case from the objective lens. Once the MD looks at them and says, nothing's broken, nothing's fractured, then a lot of times they kind of like, well, you can go a bunch of different places. Why not see the chiropractor? And if we can kind of explain what we do to them in real simple terms, then oftentimes it's an easy referral to our practice. So for docs listening, do not rule out urgent care. I found it to be a great center for referrals in my practice. I'm in a little beach town called Seal Beach. So it's a little white collar town, a lot of commuters. And quite honestly, if the MD says, go see this particular chiropractor, people will listen. And those are some of the best referrals that we've had.
That's amazing advice that I don't think I ever would have thought of, to just wander in. And the reason I wouldn't have thought of it is because it would be illegal for me to do that. I'm not allowed to go into hospitals and urgent cares and recommend my services, as ethical as I think I would be in treating those patients. But there's nothing wrong with you doing it. There's nothing wrong with a chiropractor working with a medical doctor, an urgent care facility, and saying, hey, some percentage of your patients probably don't need drugs. Some percentage of your patients can be healed by what I have to offer. And you've got no one to send them to other than just a blanket, hey, maybe go check out some, you know, some alternative medical practitioners. Hey, I'm right down the street. I'm pretty good. Look me up. Send somebody my way. See if they get a positive response back. Just try me out. You can make a good friend.
Yeah. And those doctors in their medical doctors, oftentimes we call them GP, you know, and a GP is a general practitioner, and not to take anything away from them, but what they're used to doing as a GP is referring to a specialist.
Right.
So for the docs listening, the way to do this is position yourself as a specialist. And what I like to do specifically is give them one thing they probably know that we do. So just say, look, we do great with low back pain. The medical doctor would know this or would have heard this already. Number two, we work well with something like carpal tunnel, where they've got tricky patients where maybe they have to send them to surgeons. But again, in my heart of hearts, I don't think the MDs want their patients getting surgery if it can be avoided.
Yeah.
They want them taking meds if there's another option. So, and it's been my experience with especially younger doctors. Now, don't get me wrong. I've had some crusty old bastards that have not been my fans, you know, and they're in their 70s and they think, you crazy chiropractors, not my cup of tea. But most medical doctors now, they're open to this idea. And if I give them one, they know, low back pain, two, something that is a hot topic like carpal tunnel, I follow it with item number three, which would be a whiplash. Hey, if you get any one of these three, I'm a specialist in these three categories, low back pain, you know, carpal tunnel, and whiplash. And docs can fill this in as they see fit. But I can tell you, being on the other side of this now for years, we get referrals from our local urgent care center. The medical doctor sends them right over. Sometimes we have prescription pads written right on there. Go see Dr. Glow. And then they refer them in as a new patient. It's an awesome way to get PI. And given the, you know, the attention to the opioid crisis and the oxy crisis, I'm also happy to say the docs in our little beach town have stopped giving those opioids as of about 3 years ago. They saw that trend and said, yeah, we're not going to be a part of the problem. So what's really cool is it gave me a dialogue to say, aren't these things crazy? And highly addictive, and it isn't, you know, oxy going to be a problem. And they stopped doing it before they were mandated to stop doing it. So I thought it's cool because then we have influence in healthcare. I do my part. I'm a specialist and they are the GP, but we all know urgent care is a really big source of personal injury. And there've been some awesome cases.
Absolutely. That's an incredible tip. Where else? What other unlikely sources should docs be going and barking up trees looking for? I mean, one more thing on that subject is, how wide the world of MDs are. I think it's common. I mean, the chiropractors that I know are also a wide, varied bunch. And so it shouldn't come as a shock to them that the MD world is the same way.
Right.
You will find doctors who are anti-opioid, anti-cutting people open if we don't have to. And those are the doctors that are going to be lifelong friends and great referral sources.
For sure.
But where else? I mean, what else are docs not thinking of doing that are just untapped potential?
So this is gold. And I haven't really shared this on a virtual. I've done it in some live workshops. But actually, car insurance agents. And if anybody likes this tip, just send a message to Alex, send him an email, and just let him know that I was your favorite speaker. Because the truth is, what we've done is we've gone into State Farm, Mercury, Geico agents and said, hey, listen, if somebody calls in with a car crash, you need to send them our way. And the reason is these opioids, these problems, here's what's going on. But we do corrective care, and it can be part of your service that you provide for your clients. Now, to be totally fair, it's been hit and miss with some of the car agents, but we've hit up 7 different places. We have 3 of them that refer. And then one of the agencies, I think it was State Farm, said, we can't send you people out of our agency, but if I'm a client of yours and I'm a patient in your practice, then I can always give my personal experience. And I said, great. We have an opening at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Right.
You should come in, you know? Right. And so then it's true. And so that was our workaround. Again, this is gold, is you should have, as a listening chiropractor, number one, you should have your car insurance agent as a patient. If you give them monthly money to cover your cars, your house, your life insurance, whatever it is, you're already their client. Have them come in and be one of your clients. Even if it's an initial exam and consult and you just get the ball rolling, it also creates, number two, an opportunity to them to speak personally, not professionally, but say, this is my doctor. And it's a bit of a workaround that we discovered because I'm in practice, I'm in the game. And as a result, we've actually had people get sent in from car insurance agencies. And then a lot of times they come in and say, hey, here's my medical pay. Here's my form. This is what I have. I have 10 grand med pay and I got rear-ended and here's what's going on. It's just like, it's awesome, you know? So if you're a client of your car insurance agent, at the very least, they should be a client of yours.
Yeah.
And then they can speak from that personal experience. And then point number three on this is, you know, think about where people go after a car crash and almost reverse engineer. And that really has been kind of what we've done in our network and in our areas. We reverse engineer people that could send us referrals professionally, and we take really good care of them. And there's always feedback and there's always a conversation, you know, about what it is that we're doing.
That's an amazing tip. I again would not have thought of that. I don't know of any chiropractor. I'm sure I'm wrong. I'm sure there are some, but I have not heard of any chiropractors doing that. And, you know, everybody has an insurance agent. That's okay. At least one phone call you could make. Everybody in your office who works for you probably has an insurance agent that you could be speaking with, that you'd have ethos, right? Some reason to be calling them.
That's right.
Friends and family. I mean, there are, because I think the first question you'd be asked is, well, I don't know any insurance agents. How am I going to get in touch with an insurance agent? It's like, well, sure you do.
Yeah.
There's call the number on the back of your car.
In California, you can't have a car on the road unless you have insurance. So you probably have an agent.
Right.
Like, and for me, these are no cost networking referral based opportunities. If you go to a chamber of commerce, I promise you there's an insurance agent in the room. Right. If you're part of a, you know, breakfast meeting club, a LATIP, a Leeds group, a BNI group, you know, they may go by different names in different parts of the country for your followers. But, you know, here in California, BNI is really big. There's probably someone filling the insurance category in your BNI group rather than them coming in only as a new patient. Their clients coming in is exponential. So they're there to network. They're there to give and do business. Let me give you an opportunity to fulfill that. We're accepting new patients, you know, and the idea would be it's a new patient from a car insurance agency. And again, the workaround for some of these is that they can't give their professional advice sometimes on who to go to, but personally, they're allowed to share that. So I said, well, then let's make it personal, you know, so just a golden tip. And again, if you like this stuff, just message Alex and just say, hey, I found that to be super helpful. I love their law firm. I love what he's doing in particular inside the law firm. And anybody who's got a trial attorney, they have some teeth. And it's also going to help docs listening get the settlements that they're looking for so they can get their bill paid.
And I didn't even pay you to say that.
No, it's the truth. But it's my pleasure to be here because you guys are all about giving and you know, reciprocity. And so I just want to make sure I unadulteratedly give you a plug because it's really what you guys have been doing for chiropractors at chiropractic schools inside the state of California, state associations, seminars. I mean, it's just awesome. And we had one of our good friends in the office, Sam Collins, a couple weeks ago. Just once a year, I just like to tighten things up and go through some stuff. And, you know, he's nothing but awesome. And I know you guys are really good friends too. So everybody associated with what you're doing, it's just, it's right on.
That's really nice of you to say. That's really nice of you. We work hard on making sure we do enough giving back to the chiropractic community that does so much for our clients and for just the world. I think it's a big deal. So sure. I certainly have bought into the premise that's the way of doing business in this world. And that's why I associate with people like you, because I know that's how you practice and mm-hmm. Sam, that's how he practices. So yeah. It's good stuff. We got another 10 minutes.
Let's do it.
I know these docs are hungry. We got a good handful actually on the call right now. Cool. Hungry for tips on. So we've talked a little bit about how to bring in some new new clients. Once you have a PI case on the line, yeah. what are some good ways of making those cases go a little smoother than if you were to just let them run their course naturally?
Yeah. And this is a bit, we call it the mousetrap. It's I've learned over the years, you know, teaching chiropractors, doing workshops, but also being married that things go better if it's my wife's idea than if it's just my idea. So the idea is making this Socratic in a sense that it becomes your patient's idea to obtain an attorney. The patient's idea to call Sean Steele's office and talk to Alex. And what's really important for me is, you know, you can't force these issues on your patients. They have to have some buy-in. They have to understand what they're doing. And, you know, we have people, and I call them car crashes, because sometimes if the patient thinks it's an accident, that means nobody's at fault. Accidents happen.
Right.
No, this is a car crash. Somebody was texting. Somebody wasn't paying attention. Somebody blew a red light. They're at fault.
Right.
And I think it's important inside my practice that we get that language right. So even my CAs use that language. Hey, it's a car crash. It's not an accident. Like, oops, I spilled milk this morning. That was an accident. You know, a car crash is caused, which is why we have terms like at fault. And the person that was at fault then basically has insurance in place for your patient and what they need. And the way we position this with our patients is basically we're not going to sue anybody in the sense that we're going after the person in the car. What I want to do is protect your rights. Now, in my 23 years of experience as a chiropractor in California, the insurance companies don't want to protect your rights. They want to protect their clients' rights. And some of the things they do just don't sit well with me. So if they do one of these three things, please let me know, because we've got to get you some representation and we've got some awesome attorneys that will take a defensive position and just kind of help you out. So if they send you paperwork to look at your pre-existing medical conditions, that's a bit of an invasion of privacy. They're not looking for those things to help you out. They're looking for pre-existing conditions to say, aha, it wasn't the car crash that did it. You had this before. And the truth is, as a chiropractor, it's a whole nother conversation. That's not necessarily a bad thing. People are allowed to have degeneration. They're allowed to have pre-existing, and this made it worse.
Right.
So don't be afraid of those things. I mean, always be honest, always be truthful in what you do. You don't have to hide from that. Number two, if they send someone to your door that wants to interview you, they're not there to be a friend. You know, I've got 5,000 friends on Facebook. I don't need any more from a car insurance company that I'm not a client of. Doesn't mm-hmm. make any sense. And number three, if they call you and want to record your conversation, they're not recording it for your benefit. They're recording it for their benefit to cheat you out of some of the things you should be allowed to have. So if they do one of these three things, you got to let us know, because we definitely need to take a defensive position and get you a great lawyer that will protect your rights. So it's not like we're attacking anybody. I just want to protect your rights. Whatever you're allowed to have out of this, I think you should get it. We never go beyond 100% of what you're entitled to, but let's get close to it so that you don't get ripped off. Because essentially they're recording these things, getting, you know, authorization to rip you off somewhere down the line. I've just seen it too many times. I believe that's true. And sure enough, they do this every time.
Well, you know, so I this, every time you've ever said these words to me, it makes me grin and giggle inside because of how intuitive this is. And I know I'm just blowing smoke a little bit, but it sounds like, but honestly, it's so intuitive. First of all, you're right on all three accounts. Those things that they're doing are not for you. They are certainly for them. Second of all, making it seem as though it's the client's idea is incredibly powerful. I have so many sad examples of people hitting me up saying, I've been in this accident. You know, the insurance company called me. They told me that the best I was ever going to do is $1,000. And then if I hired an attorney, that was just going to decrease the amount of money I was going to get. And so I took the money. And is there anything you can do? No, there's nothing I can do now. And the reason, and they're playing off of people's good nature. They think that someone calling them from an insurance company is trying to help them. And half the time they tell them they are. There's no law against them outright lying to people.
Right.
And so if you lay the foundation from day one in your office as a healer, hey, I don't have any skin in this game, but let me just tell you, if they do one of these three things, you should probably get this to an attorney. Otherwise, maybe try going it on your own. You're right. They do always do one of those three things, and that will make it their idea. And they will come back into your office the next time going, they did the thing that you said. And you're like, ah,
yeah.
Darn it.
Yeah.
Then we have to
do it. And then I go, shoot. Yep. Yeah, now we've got to get you some representation. And they force the hand, they force the issue, they're recording these things to leverage it against my patient. And then unfortunately, as the healer, as the doctor, I wind up talking about legal stuff I don't really want to talk about. They sent me this form, I got this paperwork, what do I do? It's like, again, call the attorneys, get yourself representation. I don't want to do the legal part, but in the med legal arena, it's kind of got to be addressed.
Right.
So my thing for the docs listening is pre-frame it. Always get out in front of those things. Do it Socratically, allow them to have it be their idea. And then inevitably you get to do the things you do best, which is help people heal, do it without drugs and surgery. And just be a chiropractor, you know, just be a friggin' chiropractor and get people great results, because the stress from the legal, the games from the person who caused the car crash, let that be Alex's problem. Let the Sean Steele Law Firm take that off your plate, because then you just get to focus on the patient as opposed to the paperwork and the legal, and you're coaching people through it. It's just the nonsense I don't want. And again, we don't run a PI only practice. It's a family practice. We have some pro athletes that come in. I love taking care of kids, and we do some PI. But in order for me to keep the PI in check so it doesn't overrun the practice with stress and paperwork, I've just learned over 23 years to put this stuff in place. And in California especially, they always say, oh, they already called. Oh, they sent this form. I was going to show you this. And I just go, oh, this is what I'm talking about. I'm so glad you brought it up. Now we have to get you somebody. And there's nothing wrong with saying that, you know, yeah. And just really protecting your patient's rights, because it's really not a car accident. Somebody caused it, not your patient in these PI situations. And therefore, they should get the things that they have coming to them, whatever that is, you know, lost time off, pain and suffering. I'll let you sort that out, but it just allows me to focus on their health. And that's what we want to do as chiropractors, just help people out and be the doctor, not be the doctor and the lawyer. We'll leave it to you guys.
Quickly, Dr. Costantino wrote, do you just show up at these urgent care centers or do you schedule in advance? How does that work for you real quick? And then we've got a couple minutes for a last tip.
Sure. Sure. So short answer. Go in there and talk to the office manager in person. Be presentable, wear a tie, look something like Alex looks. You know, you don't want to walk in there with your board shorts. I live in a beach town. I've made some mistakes. So don't do that. Go in there, look professionally and say, hey, look, I'd like to sponsor lunch for the doctors, which is usually how you get their attention. So, and I was just invited in for a cup of coffee meeting they had at 10 o'clock at 1. We sponsored a lunch at another. So you could do it really on a low budget, no budget, and just go in there. And then if you are invited into their break room is what they call it, I just sit and have a chat with the doctors. It's not a big PowerPoint. It's not a big presentation. Walk in person, get the meeting, and then at the meeting, you basically just have a conversation colleague to colleague, just like I've called you, Alex. I haven't been saying, hello, Mr. Eisner. You know, you want to take the formality out of it and make it a personal relationship. So two parts. One, go in there live to set the meeting. Two, you go back and do the meeting.
And also, you're a peer. I mean, you That's are right. a peer of these. There's no reason that it should be any sort of formal situation. They're they're a peer of yours.
Don't make it feel like class with a medical doctor. It's out of context. You'll lose them. And how would I know that? You might wonder, because I did it.
All right, we got time for like a 90-second, one more glow special. What can you hit us with?
So I would just say, listen, as cars start to go back on the road in California, PI will be picking up. This is the time to be in front of the wave, not behind it. And if you are looking to build new relationships and you want to start building things in your community, urgent cares will pick up. Car insurance agents will pick up. The places where people go when they have an accident, it's the time to get in front of that too and start to go there and introduce yourself. So be a networker. And as things start to open up again in the state of California, you need to be in front of that wave as people start to go back to normal routines, cars get back on the road, and your personal injury will pick up, whether that's relationship built or just cars on the road. But now is a really good time to be getting back into PI if you've taken a hiatus. And now is a really smart time as a chiropractor to keep people away from the pills and drugs. And that needs to be your message. I'm anti-drugs, puts you in the right vein, and you just get to be a world-class chiropractor.
Doctor, as always, inspirational and good stuff. Everybody can find you all over the internet, but I think Facebook at this point is one of the great places to get in touch with you. Is that right?
Cool. Yep. Sounds good.
Myself as well, Alexander Eisner at SeanSteele.com or Sean Steele at SeanSteele.com. As of today, big announcement, Dr. Glowacki, Sean Steele Law Firm, tag teaming an in-person seminar. The docs on this call will be the first people to hear about it. It will be May 18th. I'm very excited. It'll be here in Steel Beach. It'll be a small thing, but it'll be outside in person. We're very excited to get back in person.
Yeah.
We've taken over a year off, and Sean and I are going stir crazy doing Zooms in our conference room. We want to get some docs back together. So if that's interesting to you, keep an eye and an ear out for that. And Dr. Glow, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Hey, listen, as chiropractors, and as we end this call, we've got a big job to do, and I'm happy to provide content whenever we do things together, because we've got to work with a sense of urgency. We've got to get there now. So even that meeting in May, I'm never short on content. I just want docs to know we're here to help you out, but there isn't a better law firm in California than the Sean Steele Law Firm. They're pro chiropractic through and through. If you guys have questions, bounce them off them. But most importantly, if you want to get what's right for your patients, consider using them. I think they're world-class. So thanks as always, Alex. I appreciate it.
That was really nice of you to say, and thanks for being on with us.
Thank you.
All right.